definitely human.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Maritime Republic of Fortuna offers exhilarating holiday packages to tourists and native revelers alike. Once-in-a-lifetime vacations and spectacular cruises are available from entrepreneurs unbound by the whims of petty lords. Before the yearly carnival, the ships line up in the marina docks in Fortuna's West Bank, a far cry from the rustic docks of the tradesmen on the east side of the island. Come at dawn and you will find 100 noble captains eager to show you sights beyond your dreams. The Philidor waits for you here, its sails billowing with the winds of adventure. One of Fortuna's many licensed cruise ships, its rich history has enticed the daring and the wealthy from throughout Fortuna. Among the excited merrymakers, four strangers will soon chart the waters of friendship. A bold and inquisitive human aristocrat, a dutiful and shrewd civil servant, a chivalrous and somber knight of old, an enterprising and lovable scamp. See two of them now, bounding up the gangplank to set off for the wilds of the ocean. Sun, sea, Pax Fortuna! And Point of Sail, Part 1. Hello, hello. Welcome to my ship.
Yes, hello, thank you. Happy to be here.
Ah, you look very happy to be here.
Yes, looking forward to the adventure.
And you, miss?
Hello, Abstinence de Montfort. Happy to be
here.
Pleasure
to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you too, sir.
You're looking forward to an adventure as well, are you?
Oh, yes, always am.
Good, good. I am your captain, Wealdstan Crane.
Charmed.
Pleasure to meet you,
Maybe
Wealdstan.
You've heard of me. No, it's fine.
Can't say that I have.
Well, my crew and I have given up our pirating ways, no matter what you've heard.
Pirating? That sounds exciting.
In the past. All in the past. We are mere treasure hunters now.
Is there much treasure around these parts to be had?
A lot of treasure. You wouldn't expect it, but there is. Old pirate treasure to which we have the maps.
This is unlike any cruise ship I've ever been on already. This sounds great. Can we take a look at the maps? When can we see the maps?
You may not take a look at the maps. That's for us. That's part of the cruise.
How long will this cruise take?
About a week, maybe.
Okay, fine.
He ushers you along to tend to the guests after you, and another man comes up, a shorter, stocky man who smells faintly of pickles. He says, "Oh, you're Mr. Boyle, am I right?"
I am indeed, yes.
Ah, very good. You have the executive cabin. The government was very kind to pay for such an opulent room.
Ah, good. Good. And glad to hear it. Thank you.
And this is your personal cabin boy for the journey. Tony, come here. You'll tend to Mr. Boyo.
How do you do, Governor?
I hold out my bags and do not greet you.
Okay. I'd switch one of my crutches to the... So I've got two crutches under one arm now, mm-hmm. and I can take his bags.
Okay.
It's very heavy.
And now please show Mr. Boyo to his room. I believe you are Miss de Montfort.
Yes. Are you not? You will have the cabin next to Mr. Boyo.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Boyo.
Mr. Montfort.
I guess I kind of head towards the cabin under the weight of the bags.
Yeah. Do you have any bags, abstinence?
Just a small bag I carry myself.
Well, the cabin that you're in, Alfonso, is one deck below, just above the waterline, so you have a nice view out. Larger than the others. It has an actual mattress on the bed.
Good lord.
It has a number of sea artifacts around. It seems to be hastily assembled, the decorations. Nice. Like they didn't expect to be using this cabin.
I consider myself a bit of a history buff. Do I recognize any of the artifacts or anything? Or
there's like a small model anchor in nice. One place and a coil of a rope.
Oh, fantastic.
It's all fairly tropey.
So nautical. Full, sort of yeah. Tropes, yeah.
The only weird item is the large suit of silver plate armor.
Okay.
In the corner of a room.
They've really treated me. I'm impressed.
Yep. Got yourself a nice room here. You got all your stuff. Got a suit of armor. There's decorations. It's a real top-notch quality cabin we got here.
I can tell. Looks good to me. And I sit on the edge of the mattress and give it a feel. Is it a comfy bed?
Yeah, it gives a satisfying squeak as you
nice.
You bounce up and down
perfect.
On it.
Well, I don't have too much fun, but you know, yeah. I sit down a couple of times and good, stand up, right. Everything seems very...
I put down his bags and then I kind of look expectantly like I'm kind of waiting for a tip.
So I'll probably take a bit longer than it should take to notice. And I roll my eyes and give you a coin.
Cool, blimey. That's awful kind of you, mister. Thanks very much.
Yes, well... be gone.
Okay. As you are giving the money over, you notice, Tony, the suit of armor start to kind of twitch slightly.
I don't mean to be funny, sir, but I think that suit of armor just, I don't know. I swear it moved.
Look. I've already given you your money. If you want more, I suggest you go and bug one of the other passengers.
We get a lot of funny stuff around here, you know? We've always... I would check it out, you know? Because you never know what the captain's been dredging up from the sea floor.
I say, what is this man doing in my room?
Crumbs! It's a talking suit of armor! I've never seen it do that before.
Can I make like a arcana check?
Yes, make an arcana check at advantage.
A 19. It's very convenient.
The armor seems fairly mundane, if very expensive and old. The voice within it is clearly unnatural.
Is the armor's stood up?
It's stood up and is just sort of standing there like a regular person would. Come to think of it, how did I get here? And
is there any face in the helmet?
There's a visor that's pulled down, so you can't see inside.
Do we have a stowaway inside this armor?
How dare you?
Who's in there? Show yourself. Come on.
My name is Sir Victor Barthélemy. And I could have sworn I was on my way somewhere, but everything is sort of a blur. Excuse me, and I sit down on the bed for a second. Where am I exactly?
The bed creaks and seems to hang much closer to the ground.
I'm grimacing at my bed now being sat on by someone else. Well, this is very strange. How did you get here?
The last thing I remember, I was on my way to Simpari, of course, as you know, the special diplomatic envoy of the king. I was feeling awfully proud of my new armor, and they did tell me not to wear it on the boat, especially not so close to the edge. I seem to remember drowning, but that can't be what happened.
I mean, if you fall in the water with a suit of armor on, then that's normally what happens, is normally you drown.
Nobody asked you, boy.
All right, I know my place. Sorry. Sorry, sir. Is it sir?
Sir will do.
All right, pardon.
If you'd like to call me sir as well, you're more than welcome to.
All right, no problem, sir. It's all right.
Yeah. So you said you were a diplomatic envoy to the king?
From the king. Well, to another king, I suppose.
Fortuna's king? We don't have a king.
You're not one of those anarchists, are you?
Oh, I most certainly am
we
not.
We still have a king, whether you like it or not. King Hamovic.
When did we last have a king?
At least 400 years ago.
I'm sorry, Victor. I don't have to break this to you, but we don't have a king. There's only the syndic.
The syndic.
Sorry,
I don't speak foreign. I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like I should probably, I don't know. Could you show me to the captain, somebody who could get me back to the king and I can explain where I've been all this time? They're probably worried about me.
How much do I know about the captain?
You'd have seen him around. You'd have much more contact with the first mate, Grode Chubbins?
Oh, crumbs. I don't know. We've never had a stowaway before. So, I mean, well, so not that I'm suggesting that you're doing anything wrong, you know.
You'd better not be.
Well, I certainly wasn't. Maybe we should go see Mr. Chubbins. He might be able to sort you out of a cabin if you fancy
yes,
coming on
Captain
a cruise.
Captain Chubbins. Of course. Let's go and see Captain Chubbins.
That's his name. Captain Chubbins. He's a lovely... Well, I don't know what he's like, really, but...
he's not lovely. Well, he's prickly.
Yeah. You'll meet him, you'll see what he's like. But yeah, let's go see Mr. Chubbins. I go to lead the way out the door to take him to Chubbins.
I'm sort of curious. I might just follow. The whole king thing has made me very interested.
Yeah, I'm following.
I guess, yeah, do we all notice Absinthe just lurking at the door?
Yeah. Oh, my lady, I'm so sorry I didn't see you there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to lurk.
Sir Barthelemy, at your service.
Nice to meet you. Absinthe de Montfort.
Lovely to meet you, Absinthe. Be careful of this one. I think he's an anarchist.
Are you,
certainly,
sir?
I'm not. I most certainly am not.
I'll protect you, lady. Don't worry.
Mr. Chubbins is on the deck, seeing to another cabin boy. And he seems quite happy to see you, Mr. Boyle. You are a distinguished customer here. A little put out by the suit of armor, though. He says, what's going on here?
There appears to have been some form of mix-up. I don't...
Yes, this man was brought into my room.
I don't have... Do you have a ticket?
What are you talking about? Why would I need a ticket?
For the adventure cruise.
Excuse me?
No, ticket. I see. Well, the ship has cast off from port about 5 minutes ago, so...
So it won't take very long to turn around and just take me back to the king.
The king.
King Hammervik.
We can find a cabin for you, but I'm afraid you will have to pay when we get back to port.
Naturally. I have plenty of funds.
Well, you can take the cabin, I suppose, next to Mr. Montfort, but I must say we are quite disappointed.
You're disappointed. I will consent to remain on this ship until it first pulls into port, and then I will make you regret the way you've treated me this day. But you're letting me have the nice room, so that's all right.
No, not the executive cabin.
Not the executive cabin.
The executive cabin is very much mine.
There's a nicer cabin than the executive cabin, then.
Well, the captain's cabin, but...
Oh, that's very generous of you.
Thank you. We will not be having that.
Oh, I see. So what will I be having?
A normal cabin.
You will regret.
I kind of look at Mr. Chubbins and I'm kind of like, give you a bit of a like, we've got a right couple here, haven't we?
Chubbins notices someone else near where the gangplank was, a fairly hench figure, and he says, wait, have we got another stowaway?
I follow Chubbins's gaze and, oh, don't worry, he's with me. It's a government thing.
A person, a second person.
Yeah, he won't. He'll keep to himself. I guess I kind of summon him over.
What the hell is that thing?
A very big, kind of shambling man who kind of walks like almost turning his body as he moves around. You know, he's got like very big muscles. And he's kind of, you know, over 6 foot tall. He's very large.
Hand on the hilt of my sword.
So he has like a very sort of glazed over face and doesn't appear to like be making any major facial motions. This is PM17, essentially. If someone has debts in their life which they are unable to fulfill, I ensure that after their departure from this world, they are still able to fulfill those debts. So whilst due to data protection, I cannot confirm the name of this individual, he will be working with me. My magic has to keep him alive, per se. And whilst I'm on holiday, he has to stay with me. Otherwise, the link will be severed and he will cease to be of use to the government.
Blimey, that's dark.
It's perfectly above board. You know, I filled in all the relevant forms. After death, work has to be sanctioned by the government. So don't worry, I can provide all the paperwork if you so wish, but it's absolutely normal here.
Chubbins is a little grossed out. Says, okay, so he, what does he eat?
Oh, he doesn't eat, don't worry. It's very much, I make sure that he stays sustained for as long as possible. Don't worry, not an extra mouth to feed or anything.
Okay, so I guess this is fine. This is as long as you keep him away from the other guests.
Absolutely. I'll find a place for him in my cabin. I'm just thinking of him as a very large coat rack for now.
While everybody's talking, kind of look around and see who I think might be good to maybe nick a bit of money. I'm not saying I want to nick something right now, but I guess everybody's kind of chatting over my head. So I kind of want to maybe eye up Alfonso and see, maybe kind of try and like maybe notice where his money's kept.
Will you be carrying money with you?
Absolutely, Alfonso? Yeah. I've got some holiday funds. You know, I've saved some, taken a bit away.
Yeah.
I'm dressed just like sort of normal office work. You know, I've got a pair of glasses and I've got a kind of basic jacket on and everything. Quite smart, but...
Would you just blend in on the tube?
pretty much it.
I don't know what I'm wearing.
I'm imagining you've got one of those, you know, like those hats.
Yeah,
like,
those, like, I've definitely got a cap. But, like, maybe those trousers that like
roll up to
you, like just below your knees.
I'm wearing tight black trousers with like knee length leather heeled boots, and then like
almost like riding trousers or something.
Kind of, yeah. And then I don't know if I'm wearing like a shirt, but yeah, I was thinking of like something epic, like a kind of trench velvet purple coat. Yeah,
yeah, proper like aristocratic golf.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
actually, I've definitely got like one of that, like a kind of navy jacket. It's like all tattered and stuff, you know, lots of patches.
Yeah, I might do the older like roll up the bottom of my trousers.
To, oh, yeah, you know,
after going near the water,
shades for holiday. Beach,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, pretty obvious pockets and everything where money would be kept. Not very worldly wise. I'm not hiding anything away. I'm just very much out in the open.
Okay. Well, you can make a perception check to see if you can tell where he's keeping his money.
One.
Yeah, you're pretty sure you know where he's keeping his money. You're pretty sure it's in his left trouser pocket.
So I kind of narrow my eyes and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get that later on. Yeah.
Okay. You can see on the other side of a deck next to the captain now are the other guests, all dressed pretty fancy. There are five of them just taking a quick drink with the captain.
I'm kind of like salivating a little bit. I got my hand in my pocket and I'm kind of like getting a bit twitchy, getting excited.
The captain notices this group and like beckons you over.
I'm already on my way over to get a drink. Just
okay.
Clanking with every step.
The captain obviously notices you first, being a massive silver suit of armor, and says, oh, I don't believe we've met. Captain Cray, I didn't see you board.
Oh, so you're the captain?
Yes, yes. Captain Wealdstone Crane, yes.
I don't know what kind of operation you think you're running here, but well, let's just say I need a drink.
Do you want me to get you a drink, sir? I can. What would you like? What would you like?
Well, what do you have?
Rum, ale, wine.
Oh, we got everything. So we got rum, we got ale, we got wine.
Oh, you've got all the drinks.
All the drinks, okay. Yeah. All the different kinds.
I will have the wine then.
All right, no problem. So I like rush off on my crutches.
Yeah, there are a couple of bottles of a fairly inexpensive white wine.
So I guess I grab like the bottle pretty fast and a bit rough, and kind of the nearest cup I can find, and just kind of fill it up right to the brim, and then come like rushing back.
I get my own drink. Of red wine.
I suppose I sigh a bit impatiently as to how long it takes the boy to get Victor a drink, and then I'll
he's terrible, isn't he?
See what abstinence is doing and go and help myself as well.
Okay, I mean, you can take the drink, Sir Victor.
I guess I open the visor and just pour it in.
Well, you see the suit of armor open the visor and there is nothing inside, and then he just chucks wine into his armor.
Like to imagine what comes out, like grooves shocked. In the armor and stuff.
It's not much flavor to this thing. I can't really.
I'm just staring in disbelief.
I'm kind of shocked and like look around to see if anybody else has seen.
You guys have, and so has one of the guests, a small 6-year-old boy, who points at the armor and squeals.
I smack him across the air.
Please roll for attack.
15.
And you have a strength of 13. Yeah, you just clout him across the face with your gauntlet, and he goes spinning to the deck. Please roll a d4 for damage.
Oh my god.
4.
Yeah, he's unconscious. He just lays on the deck, twitching a little, and his, what you presume to be his father, standing over him, screams, oh my god, what have you done?
What have you done? You haven't taught your
My son!
Well, he's learned some proper manners now, hasn't he?
He grabs you by the shoulders, tries to, reaches up, and tries to shake you. Doesn't really get anywhere with it. He's more shaking himself while you stay still. One of the other guests, a younger woman, is tending to the child who is not going anywhere.
Can I go check out the child as well? Go see
if
he's okay?
He has now a large red mark across his face and is just unconscious, not going to die.
I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be okay.
Bit of rest.
With a lot of rest.
Okay, I think I'll kind of leave that as it is then. I guess I'm sort of fascinated by this. Now suddenly, I just assumed it was like a weirdo in a suit, and now I realize it's actually.
Yes, the young something. Woman over the boy turns to you and says, what's going on?
I'm going to go and get another drink. That's what's going on. And I march off to go and get another glass of wine.
I'm stood near Alfonso in case he needs me, but I guess I'd quite like to try and to pickpocket one of the guests.
Okay. Well, the six-year-old kid and his dad have been taken to their cabin, but there are three guests that are left, a kind of quite young couple who are all over each other, and this other young woman who was tending to the boy. The couple are wearing straw sun hats, and they seem to be dressed in tradespeople's clothes, but they've clearly made an effort today. And the young woman is wearing a bright yellow blouse and a pleated skirt, and quite a few bracelets, like silver, not gold.
I think I kind of look at them and I think, like, they don't look like they've got as much money as Alfonso.
I want to go up to Sir Victor. Sir Victor.
Hello, lady. How are you?
Good, thank you. I couldn't help but notice when you pulled your visor up, there's nothing inside. Like, and I sort of like start to peer in, like get really close to you and sort of peer in.
Excuse me, what do you think you're doing? This is most improper.
I'm just so fascinated. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. I heard you were talking about the king.
Yes.
King Hamovic, you said.
Yes, naturally.
Well, that was 400 years ago.
I'm sorry.
That was 400 years ago.
400 years ago? Yes. You don't mean 4 years ago?
400. 400.
I mean, that would explain a lot.
What happened? Explain what?
I didn't want to believe it was true, but I do clearly remember drowning to death, so...
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I'm dead, and I lift the visor up again.
What a horrifying experience. What was that like?
I don't know. It wasn't so bad at the time, but I sort of wish it hadn't happened, you know?
Well, you're here. That's fantastic.
I suppose. I'm sort of here. What does it look like? Is my face not here?
Nothing. I can't see anything. Just the suit of armor.
Nothing at all?
No.
If you peer closely, you can see a slight glow inside.
Hang on.
But you'd have to peer quite closely.
Okay, I peer quite closely. Maybe there's a slight glow inside.
Is it a nice glow?
Yes. Very pretty, actually.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's something, I suppose.
Captain Crane storms over and said, what do you mean by hitting my guests?
I'm so terribly sorry. I'm having a very confusing day. if there's anything I can do to make it right, I've been through a lot.
He said, well... I suppose we've all struck children in moments of passion.
I nod knowingly.
Please refrain from striking any more children.
I can't make any promises, but I will do my best.
Well, good enough for me, and takes another swig of rum.
I'm just out staring over the sea.
Yeah, Fortuna is now in the distance.
It's very sad. I miss my work already. I want to be back. Goddamn cruise.
Well, it's now night on the first day of the voyage, and the cook has brought food out, laid a table on the deck. They've stocked up at port quite significantly. Stuff like roast pork, there's a pheasant.
I march up to the cook.
Okay, she has her hair tied back in a bun and is wearing an apron. Hello.
Excuse me, miss. Are you the chef on this vessel?
I am the cook. Ruby.
Fantastic. I have dietary requirements that don't seem to have been fulfilled.
Ah, dietary requirements.
I'm on a I'm on a raw diet.
And that's what it sounds like, is it?
Yes, everything raw. Do you have any raw meat, perhaps like a tartare?
We have raw meat, yes.
Maybe like some wasabi on the side would be lovely.
Some what?
Wasabi. It's like horseradish.
We don't have any horseradish.
Good grief.
I'm so sorry. We can provide raw meat. We have fish. We have poultry.
Raw poultry would be lovely, please. And then some raw vegetables on the side. Just whatever you've got, that would be great. Just like a little platter for me. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Very well. she disappears into the ship. It takes about 5 minutes for someone else to come out, holding a plate with a raw chicken breast on it and some celery and tomatoes. On the side, he's a young man with lank blonde hair that almost doesn't seem to fit his head. It's hanging over his eyes and he has a goofy grin and he hands you the plate and then kind of hangs around always wanting to see if you actually eat it.
That's so very kind. Thank you, sir. And I pick up the chicken leg and just like rip a bit off and kind of like gulp it down because I feel like it's not particularly fresh.
Mr. Montfort, I must I must say, as a physician, I haven't heard of this raw diet, but I must advise against it.
Look, sir, I appreciate your concern, but this is the diet that my family have lived on forever, and it's very healthy, and I understand that you like your deep-fried goods and lots of oil, but I'm on a strict diet, and this is how I choose to live my life, so I'll thank you for not interfering.
Does it work? Is it a healthy diet?
Yes, I think so, yes. I mean, it's not particularly fresh on this boat, and it's only going to get less fresh, but... yes, it's good for now.
I'm just sadly shoveling everything into the visor, like including cutlery and plates, just rattling around. I can't taste any of it, but I'm trying to find something that will taste like
it. I mean,
food.
It all goes in, your boots are starting to fill up, and the cutlery is clanging around in your boots now. The young woman who was tending to the child you hit is sitting next to you, just kind of staring at you.
I pay no mind.
She says, so... you're a ghost, Ben.
Well, that seems like a very insensitive way of putting it.
She says, I'm sorry. Do you mind? And then she kind of puts her fingers into your visor to kind of...
smack her hand away.
Please roll a d4.
2.
She squeals a little and like rubs her hand ruefully.
Well, let that be a lesson to you, not to go poking your fingers into other people's...
I'm
essences.
So sorry. I've just never met a ghost before. It's very...
Yes, well, neither have I.
yes.
I've just found out, and it's a lot to deal with, so I'll thank you for minding your own business.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. That was very unchivalrous of me. You have to understand, I'm in a very difficult emotional place right now. I've just found out that my king is dead, my sweetheart is dead, my whole family and my horse, Gravy, are all dead. So come back in a few weeks and see if I've cheered up a little bit about that.
I go over to Alfonso and try and, like, I'll try and stand behind him in case he needs anything and just look like I'm official, but I want to try and slip my hand in his pocket and steal his coins.
Roll at advantage, please.
Oh, 8.
Alfonso, you feel something reaching inside your pocket.
What do you think you're doing?
Sir, Governor, I just can I get you another drink? Anything to eat, sir?
I'm gonna give you a cold, hard stare. Yes, go on then. Get me a wine.
Oh, no problem. Anything to please, sir.
I'd rush away before he can kind of accuse me of anything else.
Pat myself down and check I've got everything. But obviously, I felt the hand in my pocket that has nothing in.
The Philidor is certified by the City Council's Board of Events and Entertainment as providing a unique dining experience with an enviable 2-star food hygiene rating. As waves lap at its emerald green hull, our eager vacationers smack their lips with delight. They are growing to know each other better over their steaming platters, and now the same understanding and trust begins to bind them as it does all passengers on Fortuna's famous cruise ships. Surely this will be a holiday that they remember for a lifetime. You've been listening to Hot Air and Point of Sail, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, Harry May as Alfonso Boyo, Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei, and Tom Dalling as Tony the Shrimp. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.